New York proposes its first formal stablecoin rules. Aligned with the Genius Act, New York's Department of Financial Services has proposed its first formal stablecoin regulations, updating the framework it first set out in 2022 to align with the federal Genius Act, according to a CoinDesk report posted on June 10, 2026. The draft opens a 60-day public comment period before the rules can be finalized. The move matters because of who is making it. NYDFS runs the BitLicense regime and has supervised the issuers behind some of the largest regulated dollar tokens. Its 2022 stablecoin guidance, which set expectations on reserves and redemption, became a reference point well beyond New York. Rewriting that guidance into formal rules that track a federal statute turns a state-level template into something closer to a national baseline. A state rulebook bends toward Washington. The Genius Act is the federal stablecoin law that gives payment stablecoins a defined legal footing in the United States. By aligning its own framework with that statute, NYDFS is signaling that state-licensed issuers will face requirements consistent with the federal regime, rather than a separate, conflicting one. For issuers that hold both a New York charter and federal obligations, one coherent rulebook is easier to operate under than two that pull in different directions. The 2022 guidance already pushed issuers toward full backing, segregated reserves, and clear redemption rights at par. Formalizing those expectations as rules, rather than guidance, gives them legal weight and a defined enforcement path. The proposal does not change what a compliant stablecoin looks like overnight. It hardens the standard and ties it to the language of the Genius Act. The comment window is the real deadline. A 60-day public comment period is the part the industry will act on first. That window is when issuers, custodians, banks, and trade groups file objections, request carve-outs, and argue over definitions before anything is locked in. The specifics that survive comment, on reserve composition, attestation frequency, and redemption timelines, determine the actual cost of holding a New York stablecoin license. For stablecoin issuers, the questions that tend to draw the most comment are whether reserves must sit in cash and short-dated treasuries only, how often reserves must be attested, and how quickly a holder must be able to redeem at face value. Tighter answers raise compliance costs and favor larger, better capitalized issuers. Looser answers leave more room for smaller entrants. The draft sets the starting position. The comment period decides where it lands. This is also a state versus federal authority question. New York chose to mirror the Genius Act rather than carve out its own path, which reduces the friction issuers would face from a patchwork of state rules. Other states often follow New York's lead on financial regulation, so a framework that already matches federal law is more likely to be copied than contested. Stablecoin rails sit under the card layer. The link to everyday spending runs through settlement. A growing share of crypto card volume settles in stablecoins, with the token converted to local currency at the point of sale. The rules governing how those tokens are backed and redeemed are not abstract to a cardholder. They determine whether the dollar token funding a purchase can be reliably swapped for fiat when a merchant gets paid. Clearer reserve and redemption standards make a regulated stablecoin a more dependable funding asset for a card program, which is one reason issuers in the United States watch NYDFS closely. A program routing U.S. dollar stablecoins through crypto cards has a direct interest in knowing those tokens meet a defined federal-aligned standard rather than a looser state-by-state one. The flip side is concentration. If compliance costs climb, the field of eligible stablecoins narrows toward a handful of large issuers, which shapes what card programs can offer. None of this lands during a calm market. Crypto sits in extreme fear. With the Fear and Greed Index at 14 and Bitcoin around $6,996, down 2.6% on the day, as of June 10, 2026. Regulatory clarity tends to be priced in slowly. Over the months, a rulemaking takes, rather than in a single session.